MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Redefine CEO Andrew Koenig. They had results for 6 months ending February. So revenue up 3.5%, net asset value at R7.82, loan to value down 1.1% at 41.2. Andrew, appreciate the time. I suppose let's start with office. You and I have talked a lot about office over the many years. It's still a tough space, is my reading.
Yes, Simon, absolutely. Offices have been, you know, for a long, long time now, been in a tough spot. Even before the pandemic, which celebrated its fifth anniversary on the 27th of March, there was an oversupply at that point already. And what we've seen subsequent to that is that there's been no new demand coming to market as a consequence of sluggish economic growth as well as high unemployment levels here in South Africa. And that's really what we're seeing play out, Simon. There's no new users coming to market driving any demand. And as a consequence, market rentals are sluggish. And the take-up of space is really, you know, a relocation, if you like, of tenants out of lower-grade properties into higher-grade properties. And that's what we're seeing at Redefine.
And you also mentioned in the numbers, Rosebank, Cape Town, obviously big areas. Your other vacancies, they seem, I mean, pretty much in line. Retail may be a little low, but I don't know. Maybe there's just generally bigger turnover in retail. Locally, vacancies, not really a headache for you and your team.
Yeah, Simon, we're working very hard on filling our spaces, both the retail and the industrial, which, by the way, the industrial's done fabulously well with a 1-odd%, you know, vacancy level as at the hard fear stage. But once again, there is a flight to quality, and we are very much focused on that, you know, across the sectors, and you see it playing out in our occupancy levels.
Your industrial, really long leases, 55% of them beyond 2029. This, I imagine, is just a feature of industrial.
It really is, Simon. You know, the industrial sector has proven over the years to be a very defensive one in that most of the leases that you do sign up are for the longer term. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon to sign a lease between 5 and 10 years in these spaces. And that's what you're seeing come out in these statistics.
Turning to Poland, which is about a third of the portfolio, Poland's strong, essentially. It's at, I mean, full occupancy, 99 point something occupancy, and looking really strong.
Yes, Simon, we're very happy with our core portfolio. It's five prime properties in Poland, in the large cities. And the good thing is there's no development activity of such shopping centers at the moment, which bodes well for occupancy levels as well as for market rentals. And you see it both playing out on both fronts. 99.2% occupancy is virtually fully let. You can't get fuller than that. And you're also seeing, you know, from a reversion point of view, a very nice positive coming through at 3.4%. Which tells you that there's underlying market rental growth as well in that market.
Yeah, and I take your point. 100% not actually viable for vacancies. The conflict in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, we've chatted over it. Initially, you know, it was really in Kiev. It was probably quite big in the minds of Poles. Has that sort of receded? I mean, there's potentially peace talks happening. If we get peace in Ukraine, does that change things markedly for you? Or has it become, and I hate to say it, but almost a part of life these days in Poland?
Yeah, as you know, Simon, the war's been going on for a few years now. So it does become kind of something happening across the border.
Yeah.
Directly in Poland, if you travel the country, you won't see any, you know, effects of such a war. However, where it does play out is not on the economic side, but certainly from an investment activity point of view, from an institutional portfolio kind of large-scale transactions. Those are largely on hold as a consequence of this uncertainty. So I would suggest that the best outcome for Poland is not necessarily an economic one, but it's more a return of foreign investment, which will flow when there's peace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the war's moved more down south, but there is that, it weighs on you. Coming back to South Africa, solar now over 50,000. You're constantly adding more. Obviously, load shedding has largely gone. Solar's now become more than just about load shedding. This is just about green credentials. This is around cheaper power. And you're continuing to add in significant numbers.
We are, Simon. And a big reason for that is actually thanks to NERSA and Eskom. You know, as they award tariff increases well in excess of the official inflation rate, projects that 5 or so years ago perhaps were not very profitable or were marginal at best are now becoming, you know, very interesting from an investment prospect point of view, given that the cost of electricity has continued to grow. And as a consequence of that, we are seeing further installations underway. And hopefully we'll see a lot more on the industrial front, where we've got large rooftops that are screaming out for solar.
Mm-hmm.
However, we need municipal cooperation from a wheeling perspective to take place so that we can sell back that surplus electricity to the grid. Right now, it's very difficult and problematic from a regulatory point of view.
Yeah, I get you, absolutely. Last question, in terms of your costs as a group, really being kept under control. Certainly, we've seen inflation coming down, but cost controls are really helping with Redefine.
Yes, Simon. So in a market where our top line is challenged, as mm-hmm. I said earlier, you know, in the office sector particularly, we do look at being as efficient as humanly possible so that we can maintain and improve operating profit margin, which we are pleased to report has improved over this reporting period to 76.9%.
We'll leave it there. That's Redefine CEO Andrew Koenig. Andrew, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.